This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Issues 2024. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Rolinda Sample, CEO, Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland. Welcome to Issues 2024.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Did I get the title right there?
CEO of Girl Scouts of
there
Kansas Heartland, yes.
And you've been, as my research says, you've been CEO since July of 2021.
That's correct.
That's correct? Okay. Does that mean you missed the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, moved to Wichita right at the end of it.
Well, then you're lucky.
Yes.
Because it's impacted everybody here. I know that. What did you do before you took this job, Rolinda?
I actually moved here from Cheyenne, Wyoming, where we had lived for 17 years. And I had worked for the Chamber of Commerce. I was the vice president of the chamber. And for 12 years, I was the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Cheyenne.
We are contemplating going up that way for a vacation here in a few weeks.
Maybe the end of July for the rodeo?
No, I don't know if we'll do for that. But we've been up there before and sure like that part of the world.
It's a nice summer climate.
Yes. And where are you from originally then?
I lived 2 years in Kansas, my first 2 years of my life. And then my parents moved a whole 4 miles all the way into Nebraska.
Right across the border.
Just north of here.
Let's get an idea, if we can, of the size of your responsibilities as CEO. What is the geographic territory of the Kansas Heartland? How many counties are included?
Well, we have 80 counties. Okay. So we have all of the portion of Kansas except for the north and very east. So the northeast part is the Kansas City area, and we have the rest of Kansas, which is fabulous.
So you've got the Kansas City corner, and then you're the rest of it.
Yes.
Wow. That's quite an area.
It is. It's wonderful and quite diverse.
Oh, sure. How many girls are actually participating in Heartland?
Well, we have over 5,100 girls who participated this last year, and we had 2 years of membership growth coming out of COVID. So pretty amazing.
Well, that was my next question, but where are the numbers going? Are they going up, down, or flat, or whatever?
Well, COVID was tough on Girl Scouts as well as many other things, and the 2 years coming right out of COVID, we had membership increases, which is wonderful. And we are working to keep that level even for this year.
I would imagine that Girl Scouts in Kansas peaked when my generation, the baby boomers, came through. There's probably a lot of people involved in Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just talk about the core values of Girl Scouts. You know, I had the man from the Boy Scouts on the other day, uh-huh. And I knew about that. Be prepared.
Yes.
You know, that was our motto. Tell us a little bit about what it means, what the core values are that you're trying to impart to these young ladies.
Well, our mission is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character to make the world a better place. So that really kind of wraps that up. Give the girls a voice and help them to be strong leaders and to make a difference in their local communities and beyond. We have a promise in law that we resonate with, and, you know, we are serving our country, we are helping people at all times, and then, you know, the part of the law is to not only be friendly and helpful, but considerate and caring, responsible for what you say and do, respect authority, all of those kinds of things.
And what are the levels of scouting? Do you still have, now help me out here, was it Bluebirds and then Brownies and then Girl Scouts? Is that the way it works?
Well, we have Daisies.
Daisies.
Yes. Daisies are our kindergartners and first graders. And then we have Brownies all the way up to people who are high school seniors. And they are our ambassador level.
Have you got, do a lot of girls stay in for the whole time?
We do have some that find other interests and other activities, sure. And that's okay. We also have a wonderful group that stays with us all their years, all the way to graduation, and then they join us as adults, which is neat too.
Now, help me out with the structure. Are you in a pack, or what's the group that meets every week or whatever?
It's called a troop.
The troop, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's a small group, right?
It is a small group. It could be five girls up to four. We have some we call super troops that may be multi-age level. And we can have 40 or more people just so that we have the supporting adults for that many girls as well.
And there's the key. You got to have the adults there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh. The girls lead by giving their voice of what they want to do and the activities and things that they want to do within the troop. And the adults help them to making sure it's safe and it's the activities are helping build their badges.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Let's backtrack for just a little bit. And I'd like to have you tell me about the founding of the Girl Scouts. Tell me about Juliet Gordon Lowe.
Yes.
How did this all come about?
Oh, back in 1912, Juliet Gordon Lowe founded Girl Scouts in Savannah, Georgia. And she needed some money to be able to support Girl Scouts, and she actually sold a very precious strand of pearls and used that to help support the Girl Scouts, and we've been going strong ever since.
Do you have any idea about her history, whether she was a professional woman, a wife, a housewife, anything like that? Do you know?
I don't know a lot about what she has done, but I am planning to take a trip next summer to Savannah, Georgia, Juliet Gordon Lowe's home.
Well, I've been there.
You have?
Yes, I have.
All right.
We went to Savannah several years ago, my wife and I, and she insisted that we go to the home of Juliet Gordon Lowe because my wife, of course, had been in Girl Scouts. And I think one of the proudest things she ever tells me about is she got to a point where she had to wear a sash with all the patches on it, the things she had done.
Yes.
She just chewed it up. She loved it.
I love it. And it gave your wife, as well as girls today, something to look forward to, something to set goals for, and to have a little bit of recognition for achieving those goals.
And you're listening to Issues 2024 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Rolanda Sample, CEO, Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland. Let's talk about you for just a little bit more about you for just, I'm being probing here, but when you were a youngster that you were involved in Girl Scouts.
I grew up on a farm.
Oh.
And when I was outside, it was work to do.
Really?
And so I didn't go camping, and I was not in Girl Scouts until February of 2021 when I was applying for this position.
Well, that's you're a new scout then. How about
I am.
That?
And it's,
well, that's great.
And it's cool. You can join Girl Scouts at any age.
That's a good example there. And let's talk about Scouts summer camp. You have a summer camp?
We do.
Tell me about summer camp.
Goodness. Even we have girls who get on a bus right at our office here in Wichita, and they go out to our Starwoods Girl Scout Center for day camp. We also have overnight camp experiences at Starwoods. And we have a group of girls who are traveling this week up to South Dakota to Mount Rushmore and seeing mammoth sites.
Wow.
And all of that.
Is this the name of the camp, Starwood?
Starwood's Girl Scout Center.
Where is it?
It is near Clearwater.
Near Clearwater, okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, going back to my wife, she said they used to have a Girl Scout house down in Oak Park. Here in Wichita. You familiar mm-hmm. with that one?
Yes.
Is it still there? It's my neighborhood, and I didn't even know.
Well, it is not a Girl Scout house anymore.
Okay.
We do have a number of Girl Scout houses that are either owned by the city or by Girl Scouts ourselves, and those are throughout our 80 counties. And then we also have three camps.
Okay. Now, Let's talk about cookies for a little bit. Girl Scout cookies sale is a huge deal every year. I think just about everybody I know loves them. How were sales this year for the Girl Scout cookies?
Our girls are amazing. And they were out there and setting high goals. And we had girls that surpassed 3,000 packages. We had one girl who surpassed 4,000 packages. So overall, it was pretty amazing.
Is it still primarily like a one-to-one sales deal, or are you doing anything online with the cookies as well?
Well, as times have changed, we also offer digital.
Okay.
So people, you know, if grandma lives in another state, she can still order cookies from her granddaughter who's in Girl Scouts.
Is there a beginning and an end to the sales then, or can I get on the line right now and get some cookies?
There's a beginning and an end, yes. So really, we focus in February till mid-March, and we go very strong during that time. There's booth sales, there's pre-orders, plus the digital. And one of the fun things that I like to do on the weekends during the 6 weeks of Girl Scout cookie sales is to go around the council, travel around those 80 counties, and visit the girls as they're at their booth. This year, one weekend, I did 900 miles to visit the girls. Last year, I did a weekend that was 700 miles.
And these are basically most of them in front of stores, right? Like a grocery store or a supermarket. Obviously, the girls have to get permission before they can do that.
Exactly. And we have partnerships with various entities that allow Girl Scouts to have their booth there, and it is in a public space, so, you know, keep that as a safety issue as well.
Well, and I was going to ask, I'll bet you get pretty good cooperation. Anybody ever turned you down?
Well, I don't know.
You can name them now.
No, I wouldn't do that. But you know, we have partnership with several large corporations and small mom and pops that allow Girl Scouts to do
What do you do with the money? Where the proceeds go?
Well, girls are able to receive program credits.
Okay.
So that helps them pay for their membership. It helps them go to summer camp, do their travel experiences, work on their higher awards, and have wonderful Girl Scout experience from that. Also, money goes to their service unit, their troop, depending upon how they're all selling, you know, with the troop booth kind of thing. And then the other proceeds go to help the Girl Scout experience and help us to keep camp updated and all of those kinds of things.
What can girls learn from the cookie sales?
Oh, they have 5 skills that they actually really focus on.
Really?
And, you know, you would think goal setting would be one, right? I want to earn these types of things. I want to go to camp.
Sure.
So they have their goal setting, and they make their decisions about where might they place their booth, right? All kinds of decisions around that. Money management is another huge thing. Making sure that they're ordering enough of their cookies, but not too many, how to handle cash, count back cash to the customers, all of those important skills, and people skills. Sometimes you have somebody who might be a little shy at the beginning and talking to a customer, but they work on their people skills and they greet their customers, and that really helps them along the way. And then, of course, business ethics. You want to making sure that you are, if the customer is giving you the change, you want to give them the right change back, or the product. And
it sounds a lot like what they do at Junior Achievement.
Mm-hmm.
The Junior Achievement, you just, here's your company, how are you going to do this? And those are basically some of the same, if not all, the same skills.
Yes, so. And we call them their cookie CEOs. You know, they are running their own little business with their cookies.
What other fundraisers do you do? Or is this it?
We have, the council actually has a couple fundraisers.
Tell me about them.
We have Cookies on Tap that will be on Thursday, the 20th of June, and that is where we pair local brews with Girl Scout cookies. It's an adult-only event.
Oh, I got you. Well, that's good, because by the time we're on the air with this, it's past.
Yeah, so, that's okay. That's okay.
But tell me about the concept. What happens there? Yeah, I'm sure you do it every year.
This will be our fourth year.
Fourth year,
and it is a fun event where we have people, like I said, local brews that are matched, and they're paired with the Girl Scout cookies. So we have a number of people who have also donated raffle prizes, and we'll give away a lot of raffle prizes. The presenting sponsor this year is Kay Lane's, and it's a boutique over in West Wichita.
What other fundraisers do you have, though?
We have See and Sell, which has been...
See and Sell.
Yes. Okay. It's a holiday market up in Salina.
All right.
And it is amazing. It has been going on for decades. And we have about 3,000 people who come through the doors to purchase crafts and other items for holiday gifts.
Okay.
And it is held the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
We talk about this and some of the things that you're doing and the geography that you have to cover. What kind of staff do you have? Do you have people that work there in the home office?
We have our main corporate office is here in Wichita. We also have offices in Hayes with a shop as well. And then we have offices in Salina, Garden City.
So you have quite a few, well, not a few, but at least a few people who actually work for the Girl Scouts.
Yes, we have about 40 employees.
About 40? Okay.
That are year-round. And then, of course, seasonal help during camp and other activities.
Beyond, how about volunteers?
Mm-hmm.
You got volunteers? I'll bet you
have. Of course. We have volunteers.
First of all, you got to have the troop leaders. Those are volunteers. But mm-hmm. there are probably other ways to volunteer, are there not?
There are. There's a lot of great ways. So from our board of directors to our board development committee, we have delegates that attend our triennial meeting, our national council session meeting. We have a finance committee, a fundraising committee, all kinds of committees that are available right here with us. And one of the nice things is we have, for instance, we have people from all over our area. We have a board member from Salina, and we also have a board member from the Garden City area.
Is it difficult to find leaders? I guess I'm talking about troop leaders and so forth.
You know, some of life has changed, right?
Sure,
If you're busy and your family is busy, sometimes it makes that a little more difficult. But we have wonderful, just amazing adults who have stepped up and who are leading. So it may be a grandparent, it may be a mom or dad, it may be somebody who is interested in volunteering who has no children of their own. We have one such leader who loves to travel, and she has no children of her own, but she is the leader of our specialty troop that travels, and they travel internationally all the time.
There's a term that's used more and more, and that is called STEM, STEM. I'm not exactly sure what that stands for, but are you paying attention to that in the Girl Scouts?
We sure are. It is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your help on that.
So even math is part of those money management skills, right? So we have that. We also have coding. We have a robotics specialty troop. We do math in nature as part of one of our badges. And it's interesting to figure out, you know, how many leaves are in the cluster of a tree, or how do you measure the flow of water in the river, or all kinds of things that you can use math in nature as well.
When I was in Boy Scouts, a big part of what we did was going on camping out and going on hikes and so forth. Do you have a lot of outdoor activities?
We do. We have a wonderful experience for our girls, and What we try to do is get them started as age-appropriate activities. So it may be indoor experience with camping, and then maybe tent camping a little bit later. We have platform tents or yurts. So there's all kinds of things so that it can lead them up to going out, hiking, setting up a tent out in the forest, as an example.
Well, and we were talking about STEM, and this is probably the whole attitude. Everything, the culture has changed so much, especially for women and girls over the past few years. I think it's had a huge impact on what's going on in this culture. It sounds like you're trying to get to impart the basics and what it means to be a great person, whether you're a male, female, or whatever. What are the biggest challenges that you face at Kansas Heartland?
It is really the access to the girls. The girls have a lot of choices these days. So they may be interested in sports or other activities. And for the girls to carve out some of that time for Girl Scouts and us to get into the schools, things have changed even with COVID and not the same access to programs like that. But one of the ways that we have overcome that is we've worked with the schools to really help do Girl Scouting within the school. So it may be a counselor or the social worker who has identified a group of girls that could really benefit from Girl Scouting, and they help deliver that programming along with staff too in the schools. And then we also work with other community organizations to bring Girl Scouts to their participants.
So what's new and exciting?
Well, we are going to be celebrating 100 years of chartered Girl Scouts within Kansas next year.
Next year?
Yes, okay. In 2025.
So special activities, what do we get?
One of the things that we thought would be fun to not just focus on the past, but really focus on our core values and our girls today and getting them involved. So we're going to track at least 100 acts of community service that the girls do throughout our council. So we also wanted it to be a celebration of girls giving back to their community, but it wasn't only in one location. It could be happening all across our 80 counties.
Our society is one that I'm going to editorialize for a moment. We are told that we need to take care of ourselves. We need to have, you know, but it sounds like Girl Scouts got the idea. Well, maybe you can help other people too.
Exactly.
Do a good. We in Boy Scouts just do a good deed every day.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some core values that I think are pretty special. All right. So there you go. Your first radio interview.
In Wichita. I've been on the radio a few times before.
You did pretty well there. Do you have any, if somebody's out there and they're contemplating becoming a Girl Scout or a leader, what would you tell them, Rolinda?
I would tell them, give it a chance. Give it a chance, because we are really focusing on helping those first-year leaders when they are helping that new Daisy troop. And we have an experience box that will be delivered to your door with all the things that you need to help you on your way to become a new leader. So that is new, coming this fall. And it helps you build your courage, confidence, and character while you are helping the girls too.
Somebody's retired and they're looking for something to do. Would this be something you would consider?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. We have grandparents who may or may not have been involved with Girl Scouts, but they help.
Sounds good. Hey, listen, we're out of time, and our guest, Rolinda Sample, CEOs, Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland. That's all for this edition of Issues 2024. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.